Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Three males attended the premises pretending to be police officers. Believing they were police officers, the male occupant allowed them inside. Once inside, the 76-year-old male was bound and his 73-year-old wife was assaulted.
One of the trio accused of the brutal bashing of a pensioner in her own home in Western Australia is among dozens of detainees that were released from immigration detention last year after a landmark High Court ruling. Majid Jamshidi Dukoshkin was one of 149 people released from immigration detention after the ruling left the Albanese government scrambling to bring in emergency laws to keep an eye on them. But he allegedly breached some of those conditions and was hauled before a Perth court in February this year. Today, he was before the court again, this time charged over a shocking home invasion in the Perth suburb of Girraween that resulted in Nanette and Philip Simons being attacked. The 43-year-old kept his head down for the duration of the hearing today. He only spoke to confirm his name and that he understood the five charges brought against him. He did not apply for bail and was remanded into custody to face court on June 10. Mr. and Mrs. Simons were both at their Allanson Drive home on April 16 when it's alleged that three people arrived pretending to be police officers. When Mr. Simons, who's 76 years old, opened the door of his home, he was immediately pushed to the ground and had his hands bound behind his back. Mrs. Simons, who's 73, was allegedly held to the ground and punched in the face several times, causing her to lose consciousness. It will be further alleged that the offenders stole more than $200,000 worth of jewellery and other items before fleeing on foot. Detectives and officers from the WA Police Tactical Response Group executed several search warrants in the Perth suburb of Nollamara on Saturday. During the search of a house on New Haven Way, police found handcuffs, a WA police badge, and WA police brimmed hats. Several items of jewellery were also recovered. Mr. Jamshidi Dukoshkin was arrested the following day during the execution of a search warrant in the nearby suburb of Osborne Park. WA police were tight-lipped when repeatedly asked by reporters if the offenders had been released from immigration detention, but did confirm they were known to police.